why have open plan offices been so popular recently?
So there's a few different reasons. One of the reasons is that it does enable organisations to save costs in terms of their space. So when you take down walls, there is less space required in terms of being able to put more desks and have more employees accommodated. However, another key driver has been that organisations really want to try and increase communication and interaction and get people collaborating more and hopefully coming up with ideas and solving problems.
But this new study that has been out recently, what has it found about these open plan offices?
So the study tracked employees moving from more traditional office environment to an open plan environment. And what they found, they used badges, electronic badges, to track the number of sort of interactions that people were having and microphones to sort of track what they were talking about. And they found that in the open plan office, people were actually communicating 73% less, and their use of email actually went up by over 67% as well. So I think that was quite a surprising finding for some people, but other people have said, you know, it's not really a surprise, and many people in my research talk about how much they dislike open plan offices.
Is there a full reason why the workers don't really like working in an open plan office?
There's a number of reasons. So part of it's related to noise. Often it's very noisy and people can't think and concentrate. And what we find is that when people can't think and concentrate effectively, they tend to get more hostile and more withdrawn. They actually want to communicate less and not more because they are just feeling frustrated that they can't get their job done. So there are a number of different factors. Noise is one, visual privacy, not sort of being able to have any privacy in terms of the work that you're doing, perhaps feeling overlooked, people walking by your computer and seeing work that you might be doing. So there are a few different factors that really contribute to people being unhappy.
With these factors, is there any way to minimise the way that they affect workers, or are they just inherent in the plan?
There are things that can be done, absolutely. So one thing is not having just sort of acres of open plan desks and really looking at what are the type of, who are the people that work in this organisation and what is the type of work that they do here. So when people are involved in the design, they'll often come up with, you know, good ideas that help them to work most effectively. So lots of insulation, acoustic treatments and so forth can make a big difference. The type of furniture used, having different zones for different type of work, but really just making sure that the design suits the type of work that has to get done there. So if you're a drafts person that needs lots of space to spread out, you know, big drawings, giving them a hot desk and telling them to have one drawer that's only 60 centimetres to put their documents in is really not going to be effective.
And are there still any advantages? Assuming that the bosses wanted to go with an open plan office for some advantages, some of them didn't quite work out, but are there still any other advantages to having these open plan offices?
The jury's really out at the moment. A lot of research has shown that, you know, the main factor is that in terms of increasing communication hasn't worked out. There are certain types of employees and types of work that do lend themselves to open plans. So often people who are highly mobile, employees who work in PR or marketing type roles, where they're journalists, where they require frequent sort of interaction and things are moving quite rapidly, that can be, you know, an effective environment. But in general, having a one-size-fits-all for everyone certainly doesn't work.
And keeping the benefits and the disadvantages of both plans in mind, which one is overall best for workers?
So it really depends on the type of work that people are doing. So it's difficult to say that there isn't really a one-size prescription that is going to suit everyone, and I think that's one of the challenges, that when we try to do that, it doesn't work out. So, you know, some people require very quiet, focused space where they can do very concentrated work, and other people might need a, you know, a buzzier, more collaborative environment, but there really isn't a one-size-fits-all.